using unmanned helicopters for science. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. You might have heard that Amazon is hoping to one day deliver packages to your door by little unmanned helicopters. Now scientists are getting into the act, too.
This is our unmanned aerial vehicle. It is an electronically powered helicopter.
Benjamin Heumann is unpacking a 6-foot helicopter. We're in the middle of a rare wetland called a prairie fen near Chelsea. Heumann directs the Center for Geographic Information Science at Central Michigan University.
I'm a remote sensing scientist, so I collect and analyze imagery collected from the air or space.
Usually, scientists like Heumann use images from satellites or manned planes to study ecosystems. But he says this little helicopter lets him see a lot more in much finer detail.
With aerial photography, you're looking at maybe trees. And with this sort of thing, we're looking at flowers, individual flowers. So it really changes the type of analysis that we can do.
He attaches a digital camera and battery packs with industrial-strength Velcro.
Is the ground station computer powered up?
Heumann is the pilot. He'll fly the helicopter with a remote control. His students will keep an eye out for anything that could collide with the helicopter.
Birds actually generally do stay away, luckily. When I did my training with a manufacturer, the joke was, sparrows we win, goose we lose. But we do keep an eye on the birds because they could come close to it. But usually we're looking for manned aircraft.
This helicopter has a price tag of $70,000, so you kind of want to avoid a crash. The team does a pre-flight check.
All right, check the swash plate and ball gear connections.
Swash plate moves freely. Ball gear connections are all good.
And then Benjamin Heumann calls the FAA.
Hi, yes, I'm calling to notify about unmanned aerial systems activity.
The FAA clears him for takeoff. The chopper looks like a giant dragonfly when it's in the air. It buzzes around above us as Heumann tells it where to go. It takes a photo once every second during the 15-minute flight. The team does 2 flights, and that's it for their field day. Normally, Rachel Hackett would spend a couple days surveying these plants, but she's not worried remote control helicopters will put her out of a job.
You definitely need people on the ground to be able to identify the species, to be able to, because there's a lot of species that look very similar, a lot of the asters, which are one of the dominant families in prairie fens.
This is the first summer the helicopter's in the air. They're also testing it out at Wilderness State Park in northern Michigan and on a farm near Mount Pleasant. Heumann says there are not a lot of groups using UAVs for science yet, but he says Michigan State University is using them, and so is the University of Florida.
So instead of going out and like wrestling an alligator and trying to measure how long it is, they can just take a picture and say, okay, there's a 10-foot alligator.
Heumann says there are a lot of researchers who'd like to use unmanned aerial vehicles, but he says federal rules are tight, there are piles of paperwork, and sometimes people worry about privacy.
We only fly in public areas, or on public lands, or with the permission of the private landowner. It's quite different than the paparazzi or using little quadcopters to look in people's bedroom windows. I don't think you could use this, our particular airframe, for that. It's a little loud, and it'd be kind of noticeable.
Heumann says the work they're doing right now is a proof of concept. He says eventually they'd like to get involved in some big projects that are monitoring the health of the Great Lakes. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.